for spring. Yeah, I'm definitely sick of winter.
How about you? Has spring sprung, or the need for spring sprouted up in your home? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Weather is the question people are talking about. It is always the common denominator after all. And in the winter, people complain about the chill in the air and the amount of snow that's being dumped. Have there been more record low temps across the U.S. recently, or have we actually seen higher temperatures? And then that starts the big old argument over whether or not we've got atmospheric pressure changing because of global warming, or is it simply a case of a cycle that we go through? And I'll tell you what, I've talked to plenty of weather people who say, you know, it's a cycle. It is a cycle. And yes, the polar ice caps are melting very slowly, but then you see stories on the Discovery Channel and you think, my God, I better get to Mexico. This is like a movie. Pretty soon, it's going to cover everything. We're going to be back in the days of what happened to the dinosaurs. But it's interesting, in keeping track of the temperatures, the low temperatures, the high temperatures, you know, have we seen more record high temps or record low temps? I was reading something in the Pop Candy newspaper, that's what I call it, USA Today, and there's a weather guy, a meteorologist actually at the Weather Channel, that's been keeping track of the spikes since 2000, and he's saying that there has been 310, 437 daily recorded highs, and how about this, much different from the lows, 152,064 record lows. So the numbers for the all-time record highs and lows are even more striking, I guess, is if you look at it. Since January 1st, 2000, there have been 1,470 all-time record highs and only 40 all-time record lows. So again, what does this mean? Is, you know, it's looking at the temperatures and deciding, geez, what do you believe? Do you believe that the ratio means that with that keeps increasing, you know, 20 to 1 by mid-century and 50 to 1 by the end of the century, then that could be global warming? That's some of the doom and gloom that was been presented at those governmental, intergovernmental panels, they call them, on climate change. Or is it something else? Is it just, you know, different gases, different atmospheric pressure, and things that are happening in space that are part of the whole increase thing? And I would say it's probably a lot of that. I mean, in climate research, I don't know that there's always massive definitives. They're watching things and tracking things and trying to decide what a cycle is. You know, the 365 days and what extremes are we seeing and that kind of stuff with the when the Earth moves and what happens along the way. But interesting. It's always the common denominator, weather. I've been through droughts. I've been through blizzards. I've been through a tornado. I've been through a hurricane. How about you? I hope it doesn't happen, but I don't know what the fifth one's going to be. I guess I could say I could throw in a hailstorm, but I didn't have a lot of damage or things to deal with that hailstorm. Other people did, where it was like baseball size hail, but that didn't hit near me. It was more like the pelt, you know, the little pelts that that hit the car and dented the car and ended up in being one of those insurance hassles. That's the other thing about weather. How much of a hassle is it when you have to run out and about in it and have to get to work or have to dig out, which we saw in the Northeast not too long ago, figuring out how they're going to get their cars out, which is so always so tough with city life. All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, another edition of We Can Count. Like Roger Goodell, I don't know that I can count that high for the money that he ended up receiving, bonus money and whatnot. How about the longest kiss? There actually is a new record for the longest kiss. How do they determine that? Aren't kisses private? Do you think there are people out there that could claim that they have a longer kiss? I guess you have to record it. Anyway, we know what it is, and we're going to talk about the longest kiss ever recorded because it's a number, so it fits into the category of we can count. I'll tell you this one right at the top. Gas prices, people are starting to whine. It's that little bit of pain that creeps up in the wallet when you start to have to put a couple of extra dollars in. In California, $5 for regular, and then beyond that for premium, naturally, or anything else, the super, super premium. Gas prices are at a four-month high after 32 days of shooting up at the pump. You're starting to hear that conversation. If weather is the common denominator on one side, what we're paying for gas is the other common denominator. So the Automobile Association of America, better known as AAA, said that the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.73. You know, that's 43 cents more than a month ago. If you're in Cali or Hawaii, ooh, it's bad. And a lot of times it has to do with refineries. Like a refinery in New Jersey that supplies almost 8% of the Northeast gas is closing. Well, that's going to affect what you're paying. And then the demand for gas is up. And part of that is because more people are working, so more people are filling up. That's what happens. Then you have refineries, and you've heard this before, they switch over from winter to summer fuel, which is more expensive to produce. So you're going to see there that that's going to be a big uptick. So I'm wondering, are you feeling the pain at the pump? You know, almost 50 cents. I don't have any kind of scientific data at my fingertips, but we do have the miracle of all of the voices across the land. And I'm starting to see some emails of people, especially driving bigger things like SUVs, trucks, and whatnot, that are complaining as to how much money they have to spend on gas and how going back and forth to work is killing them and hurting their bills every single month. You know, you don't feel it until you feel it, and then when you do, it's pretty tough to get around. When you're commuting, it's not realistic anymore in the world we live in to buddy up with somebody and hitch a ride, do that ride-sharing thing. It'd be great if you could, because I guess theoretically you could save. But a lot of people don't work that way, and with shifts and schedules that are so different, I don't see the HOV lanes really being used quite as much, and that's the reason why, because people are going into work solo and not picking anyone else up unless they have perhaps like a spouse with them. Then, and if they're working in the same place, there you go. You got two people. That constitutes the HOV lane and certainly makes traffic move a lot faster. But I've noticed that there hasn't been, even in the Northeast when I've been up there, or in Texas, for example, I haven't seen too many people taking advantage of it. But certainly more people are returning to work for whatever reasons or juggling a couple jobs. So that means when you have the demand for gas, it gets a little bit tougher. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You can do that by going to americatonight.net.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight, thanks for hanging with us here on the show. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The pain at the pump, are you feeling it in your neighborhood? Or, nah, now you're just, you know, like everybody else, we just get lulled into accepting whatever it is. Ah, $5, that's all right. Hey, in Europe, they're paying $7. They're paying $7. They're paying $2 more. I can still buy rounds at happy hour. So no worries. I think the threshold now kind of has shifted. I always thought it was $4, but I'm wrong on that. I mean, we're almost at that wall at this point, and in some places we are already there. So maybe we have pushed up on that. And when we hear about these alternatives, and when we hear about the Keystone Pipeline, and we hear about things that could happen but aren't happening, and we look at the refinery capacities, you know, we're getting lulled into that false sense of security, I think. And I'll tell you one thing, I know I do not want to pay $5-6 for gas. I can't imagine, and I've done it in Ireland, I can't imagine having to deal with that on a daily basis. I remember talking to someone in pumping the gas in Dublin, and talked about the price, and he said to me, you know what we do is it is rather high, so we just start putting in a little bit at a time. So it's kind of like, we'll just put a few quarters in the jukebox, and then eventually we're going to get what we need, and that's all we're doing. We want to get just enough to get us where we are, but we don't want to feel the full brunt of what it is to fill it up all the way to its capacity. And I fear that if we just kind of let this happen, we're going to end up in that same situation where a refinery, two or more, or some other disaster, and you're going to be calling this show no matter what time it is, no matter what hour, and you're going to complain to me about the fact that you're paying $6 for gas, and boy, I hope I do not see that day. I hope not. Because you start to do the numbers and you figure out how much that would cost you, especially in most families where you have two cars, two people working or someone at home running children around, somebody else having to have a car to run to work. That could really change a lot of lifestyles. Really, 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 really change it. Hey, a bit of news that my pal Jack turned me on to, and I don't know, in these discussions, I can remember talking about this, but the AR-15, where we're going through the assault weapon category, because it's the so-called assault weapon, which we know, was not used in the school shooting in Newtown. The shooter tried to get a rifle, but was turned down in the background check. So how about that? So this is hardly being reported. He was turned down for the AR-15. He killed his mother to steal her rifle. And I guess there were a few initial reports, and I don't remember those initial reports, right after the shooting, that the cops found the AR-15 in his car, not in the school, and the rifle wasn't used. The shooter went into the school with four handguns, not an assault rifle, as we keep hearing over and over again, that Adam Lanza used the so-called assault rifle and all those magazines and what a difference that would make, that kind of thing. So the police said they found the rifle in the car. But then what happened was it got flipped around that there was this pre-planned attack in waiting to ban the so-called assault weapons, and then that is what led, one thing led to another, and the reporting started, and, you know, people picked up on it and kept repeating it over and over again. So, interesting piece of information that changes the story significantly, doesn't it? Big difference when we're immediately thinking, oh, magazines, assault weapon, that he's in there firing away, and he did fire away, and he did kill 20 kids. It is sickening and vile and any other adjective that you want to throw in there, but there's a little bit of a difference here of what actually was used. And the big thing, I think, is the fact that he tried to get one. So he tried to get one, and he was turned down. They wouldn't issue him one. So the system worked in that case because he didn't get one. I mean, how about that? Are you surprised to learn that? Did you remember that? Did you even hear that ever that you can recall said, whether it's on your local news or national or whatever? Do you remember ever hearing that story? That, in fact, the Sandy Hook shooting was the AR-15 was not used in it. If it's been reported, it's been certainly pushed aside and not one of the main parts of the story, because that goes along with the assault weapons ban, and there has to be a ban, and look what happened, and these are innocent kids, and that whole thing was pumped out there. So it's a little bit of a big difference when you're talking about the rifles, and when you're talking about the other things that he did, especially because of the fact that it worked, that they blocked him. He didn't get the gun, but he killed his mother and used hers, but didn't initially get the gun, so he was caught up in it. And how about that? Absolutely amazing. Speaking of being caught up in it, the debate does continue over guns and to being prepared and when to use them. Now you have some Florida teachers who want to get guns, who are out practicing at the range and being taught a few things. And on top of that, there's been for a long time a definite cry for being armed at the university level. Some people think it's a giant mistake, and others think it's exactly what we need to protect people on campus is to be able to shoot if we are sitting ducks in a classroom. And if we've got a gun, why not? Why not know how to use it, and why not be able to use it in a situation like we saw in Virginia? Imagine if somebody had a gun. And I know the arguments for that. Oh, even police say the reason you see how many bullets and how many rounds actually are fired, it's a lot more than you would think because of a moving target and easy to miss and that kind of stuff. So I completely understand that. I do. I don't agree with it, but I completely understand it. You might have a different take. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Should professors be armed? Would it cut down the need for a security guard in all these buildings on a big campus? And would it make a big difference to the people that are in the class so that if somebody does come in shooting, they're not left to a fist with bullets being shot right at them? Because ducking under a desk, we know, doesn't work. Hiding in a closet can be dangerous because they could blast away. Getting out in a situation where you can get out a window is huge, but can you get out the window? Are you higher up? Are you on a second or sometimes even third level? And, you know, what if you had professors who randomly even had guns, they could help somebody else? Or would that just be too dangerous or too like an Al-Qaeda Taliban move? So why do we want to do what they're doing? Because we're a different country. I think there is starting to be real support for it. I do. I think that's really happening. So that could be something that we see come down the path, maybe, in the effort of change, but it would take a lot of pushing to make it happen. Because so many people still say, no way, you don't want a bunch of guns on campus for fear of what it can do and other people that can be hurt by the bullets and the lack of experience based on the cops themselves having a hard time when they're trying to get moving targets. Stay with us. Coming up, we've got the mailbag.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Why? Because of some of the crazy stories that are being reported, like the gun threat at a Florida school that was withheld from parents for a month. If I were a parent, I would not be happy if a child that went to that school, because I want to know. Tell me what happens. You know, I know you can't be 100%. You don't have a net wrapped around the building. But if there's danger, I certainly want to be made aware of it. And this was at the Timber Creek High School in Orlando. Students and parents are now starting to get some of the details, and the sheriff's deputies are saying, look, this was credible. This was a dangerous, dangerous threat by two classmates who were going to steal an arsenal of weapons and shoot classmates, some of them just randomly, just pinging them off, and others on a hit list. And this happened a month ago. It was posted on Facebook. They had some definite specifics on it, and one of the boys lost their nerve, but the weapons were found in both of their houses. So they were going to do it. They were plotting to do this. So it wasn't just, you know, here it is, boom, online. I'm just throwing this out there. But no, they had actually gone as far as to gather all of what they were going to use. They were going to look at some students and get them, ones that they had listed on their list and their hit list, and others were just going to be random. I mean, that is very, very scary and very, very, very worrisome. A parent learning of this later has to be freaked out by this. I mean, has to be really, really freaked out. And it, what's wild is that this is the kids that they were talking about, or one of the kids anyway, they say, had, you know, was mentally ill. And the fact is that there were two involved in it, and that the students had agreed to taking hallucinogenics. They had dates and all this other stuff, and they had access to the weapons and all the things that they needed. So, man, to me, if I were a teacher at that school and I knew how to shoot, I don't know, I might be driven to thinking this might not be such a bad idea for teachers to have guns in the classroom. Certainly an armed guard situation has to be, come on. I mean, is that not a layup? What's the big deal there if you can pay for it? If there is budget money, if it's a possibility that it's not a big deal or you can raise the money, then I think it's worth it. So we have that, and then, of course, I mentioned the fact that it's just official. It's all over now. I think if you flip around, you can probably find it all over the Internet. But the coroner confirming that no assault weapons have been used in the Sandy Hook shooting, because we kept hearing the line over and over and over and over and over again, and that just went away. A lot of that just went away, but it's not true. The coroner is saying that, and there was a big difference, obviously, in what happened, because I think more than anything, even forget the AR-15, but the fact that he didn't get a rifle from the background check, they wouldn't give it to him. That wouldn't happen. So he tried to do it, but he was turned down for it. So it did actually work. All right, this is the time of the show that we like to go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Fred, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show. I've heard people say how long they've been listening, so I'm going to throw it out. I've been listening to the show off and on, depending on my schedule, for about 3 years now, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I have to say, I really wanted to be somebody who called Nail the Score this season, but my work schedule did not permit it. I tried to stay up, but I was on an earlier shift and got moved around, so that wasn't possible. Don't know if you saw this or not, but I'm probably assuming that you did, as you keep up on everything that's happening. The TV news anchor who was arrested for trying to choke his wife, I know you're in the business, do you think the guy loses his job, or do you think he retains his job based on some of the things that have been said, that, you know, they're kind of both backing off a little bit, but she's got some kind of marks around her neck, so will he actually be bounced, or will he get to keep his job? I'm just curious, because I would think that this might put somebody in a dangerous position with, you know, a contract and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's interesting. A lot of contracts, a lot of broadcasting contracts would have morals clauses, and that would go to a morals clause. So if he's got that in the contract, and things stand as they are, and the police say, yeah, this was a domestic violence call, and this is how, you know, we're reporting it, and here's the, you know, photographs or whatever, I would say there could be a very good chance that the anchor in question might be removed, because it's, you know, this is New York City, and this is a high-profile position that he's in. So I would say, yeah, there's a good chance of that, because, you know, with domestic violence, I've said this before, without a doubt, is the one thing that cops hate to respond to, because they know how bloody dangerous it is. And this guy, Rob Morrison, is on a very, very big station, WCBS. So he is charged with attempting to strangle his wife after something that happened at their house in Connecticut. And, you know, the charges are second-degree strangulation. Imagine if it had happened, whether he just freaked out or whatever. Also, second-degree threatening, disorderly conduct. And I think they're in shock at this station, from what I understand his wife is a reporter for CBS Money Watch, so she's also visible. He's free on bond, but he's going to go back in court on a Tuesday. WCBS is just ducking and covering. They're not saying anything about, you know, how they feel about it. And this is a guy who was someone who's been in New York for a while and kind of moved around to different places. And he's been on the Weekend Today show and MSNBC and whatnot. And now they're kind of releasing a statement saying that they're confident that the allegations were greatly exaggerated, because they realize probably, oh, this is it. I mean, if the station hasn't said anything, but the station could easily drop him, I'm sure he has a morals clause. So the long answer to your question, I'm sorry, is yes, absolutely. He could very well be dropped. I don't know what his contract reads, but I'm thinking it's not good for him. All right, quickly, here's a couple of more. I'm going to rifle them off fast-like here, including this about I-95. Growing up, we always talked about how in parts I-95 could be so dangerous. And then you put the right weather conditions there, and it's a bit of chaos. So over the weekend, you had 26 people that were injured with snow, and there was massive crashes in Connecticut. You know, they had 30 cars at just a two-exit area, a well-known area, West Haven, Connecticut, and the whole area up and down that border from upstate New York to the east coast of Maine had cold wind chills, lots of snow that started to come down, winds up to 50 to 70 miles an hour. That does that blowing snow thing. It means high drifts up to several feet, and then that definitely creates the conditions where you don't want to see it, because you've got how many, 26 cars piled up and cancellations, and it's just a nightmare. I think you're going to see that we'll have more, maybe one or two more storms before the winter is completely through with us. Probably one or two more. All right, here's one from Jacob, who says, Kate, what do they do in Washington when, you know, the aides and whatnot, when the Congress people and the senators are gone for a week? Is it just a party downtime for the younger people that are hanging out and live there? Well, certainly I can't speak for everybody who works for the various senators and Congress people, but sometimes they're actually doing something. They're traveling somewhere else, like Marco Rubio's in Jordan and Israel. I bet he's got maybe one person at least with him, maybe more than that. So sometimes they're traveling back to the district with them. Maybe they have a day or two off, but they're out shaking hands and talking to people that they represent. And so it might not necessarily be a full-on week off. Seems like if you're an underling, you are always working. I mean, you are always on the clock, except for maybe Christmas, maybe New Year's and a few other holidays. But a lot of times, even on those holidays, like the patriotic ones, like 4th of July and Labor and Memorial, sometimes the people are out. Congress or Senate, a senator is out at an event. That means the aides are always out there pumping out the press and trying to get coverage. Hope that answered that question. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counts with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Longest kiss ever, really. How do you record the longest kiss? How do you determine who has the longest kiss? How do you do that? Riddle me that. When I heard it, I said to myself, do you think there's anybody that could actually challenge it? Then, as I dug a little bit deeper, I found out that the couple that has the record for the longest kiss, it's actually 58 hours. Can you imagine? To be specific, 58 hours, 35 minutes, and 58 seconds. Ooh, there was 14 couples. They were at a shopping mall. Isn't it always a shopping mall? Some wacky contest that somebody throws. In Thailand last week, they tried to win a kissing competition by Chusad's Waxworks Museum, and a couple outlasted everybody with that long of a kiss. Ugh, would you even want to kiss again after that? I would think not. So what happens? They're exhausted. They don't sleep for 2.5 days. They're standing. They're weak. They're exhausted. Again, let me say it again. They're whipped. What happens? They set the Guinness Book of World Records deal. They get a gift certificate, not a gift certificate, they get a certificate that says, you have just set a record. But the problem is, okay, so what? What do they get after that? Anything? Do they get any money? Like, are they doing this for cash? What's happening? Now, they did get some cash. But how much cash would be worth it for you to be in that position for that many hours? For me, that's impossible. No way. No way can I do it. Are you kidding me? I can't even imagine what the numerical amount would be. But this couple won $9,000 in cash and prizes. You have to do it for two straight days. Two straight days. Let me say it again. That is insanity, I tell you. So that may be one of the craziest numbers. All right, this one's my favorite number on the day. The meteor that crashed into Russia was about 55 feet in diameter, weighed 10,000 tons, was made from kind of stony material. It's the largest object to hit the Earth in, guess what, a century. And nobody was killed. How awesome is that? It's as big as the one that smashed in Siberia that you read about in books in 1908. I guess it happens every maybe 100 years. And when it lands, they get a better idea, the researchers, about the composition and all that kind of stuff. But luckily, nobody was killed. Nobody was killed, which is crazy. So there's been about 100 meteorites that originated on the moon. There's 100 that originated on Mars. Each meteorite is basically a time capsule, and it records history of the solar system for 4.5 billion years ago. So when you get a new meteorite, you never really know what you're going to find. So this, to scientists and researchers, is incredibly exciting. And the best part is, because nobody was killed, there it's easy to extract it, not have everyone all upset. And that's what they're able to do. And that is very, very lucky that you didn't have people that were wiped out. A different place, like one of our cities, it would have been a different story. All right, the latest Die Hard franchise movie, we're up to 5 for Bruce Willis, now has rung in a very big way compared to some of the other movies that it was up against. But still not incredible. It's under 40 million. However, what's interesting is I saw an awesome headline about Die Hard. There's always lots of blown up things, especially cars and whatnot. I guess they destroyed 132 cars for the Die Hard movie. And you know how much 132 cars is worth, right? 132 cars is worth, ready for this, $11 million. $11 million for all those car crashes. Wow. How crazy is that? Think about it. What you could do with that money. And Die Hard, the fifth one? I mean, come on, the fifth one? Yeah. I don't know. I say good for Bruce Willis, but at the same time, oh, what you could really do with that kind of cash. Don't they use different things with graphics now that would have prevented having to kill off as many cars? I'm just thinking there would be other ways you could put that money to good use. How about this? Jerry Buss, the Laker owner, dying, and what a legacy he lived through upon buying the Lakers, and what happened, obviously, in the last 4 decades for the Los Angeles Lakers. But Buss, who people were worried about his health, all of a sudden out of nowhere, though, the story breaks that, that he's died, and he seemed like one of these guys who almost had 9 lives. And if you go back and you think of the NBA Finals, the Lakers reached the NBA Finals 16 times. They won 10 championships under Jerry Buss. He died at the age of 80. And I love the quote that I've been reading all over the place where he said, "I don't just want winners. I want champions." And that's pretty much how he was, and that's how the Lakers were built. That's what he tried to make that team into. And under his ownership, the Lakers were the NBA's winningest franchise because of the way his standard was and some of the pairings for Jerry Buss and who he you know, who he surrounded himself with and who he picked for his teams, to guide his teams. He picked some very, very good coaches, obviously. And that was, to me, the reason why the Lakers, that's what pushed them over the top. Some great coaching and some really, really good players with, you know, without a doubt. And when he started, he didn't have a ton of money, but he worked through the risks and all that kind of stuff and was pretty innovative, kind of guy. He co-founded the Prime Ticket Network in 1985 and went from there, and the rest is history, what he was able to do with the Lakers and how quickly he could actually get the Lakers underneath his wing, and it worked out in a very, very big way. All right, moving along to another numerical moment that is worth mentioning here in America tonight. As I always am fond of saying, we look around, numbers completely surround us, sometimes horrifying numbers when you think of what's happening in other parts of the world, and sometimes positive numbers when you think of what we're doing here in the United States and all the backs we're protecting in some pretty heavily areas that are just crawling with Taliban or Al-Qaeda or, you know, whatnot. All right, a 7-member delegation of the U.S. lawmakers went to Cuba on Monday, and this is an effort to move forward political relations, and it's been at a standstill, as you know, for a very, very long time. But the 6 Democrats that went there to see Castro were also there to see if they could, like I said, advance the progress ultimately for Cuba and America, and to try to open up what could be maybe a much more peaceful transition for the people in Cuba, and to which I say a very fat chance that that's going to happen. So one of those members jailed as a result, and Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy met with Cuban President Raul Castro and others a year ago, trying to push for a release on this stalemate.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.